Here we are again talking about coaching. Today's episode, we're going to talk about, the question is, what if I'm feeling poorly? Do I cancel sessions? So I'm here again with Nikki and Yannick. Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Because I'm feeling a bit poorly too today.
Yeah. This is a great question. I think, when someone is in a normal job, there's some rules, regulations, there's things set out, right? Doctors, dentists, they have things in place. But, when you start your own coaching business, you don't have often these things in place, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's now like six years being a coach. And sometimes I still think about this, like, what should I do? Right?
Yeah.
Shall I cancel last minute? I'm not feeling, good. And the question often like goes to a few different places. One is around like, for me, like part of the question goes to like, can I deliver, kind of like, what is the right of the client? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, can I do a good job? So part of it is I think about like, for me, I look at it from the perspective of like, can I kind of fulfill my obligation? Another thing is sometimes it's like, well, am I letting the client down? And this is, I think, often when coaches ask about this, they don't want to like cancel because they feel like they're letting the client down or, potentially damaging the relationship. So there's lots of different things that actually come in this. I don't think it's as simple. I know that often with my coach, we had a rule, like if you cancel, you have to give like a 24-hour notice, otherwise you lose your session.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I have that in the contract, something like that, 24 or 48 hours. But for me, it's not as black and white. I tell clients like, hey, if you, something happens overnight, you can't sleep, kids keep you up, you feel really unwell, communicate with me. Right. And I personally don't feel like it's a waste of my time because there's plenty of other things that I can do with my time. But let's open up this discussion. I think it's really interesting. And I don't think that's necessarily a good or bad, but I think it'd be useful for the listener or the people watching to get maybe different perceptions on this. Perspectives.
Yeah, you can tell we're in top form. I got the sniffles last night, and it dawned on me like, oh yeah, babies. I mean, she's not even in nursery yet, right? But like, once your kids go into nursery, one of my clients this morning, we have a parent group, like coaches who are also parents, and she's like, yeah, there's this germ pit that she calls nursery. And there's this narrative that, okay, once your kids go to nursery, you're just going to be ill, like constantly. Someone in your house is going to be ill for the next 10 years, basically. Maybe it's not quite as bad, but like illness is going to become a thing I'm concerned about it, right? Because I got the sniffles last night and this morning it started like dripping out of my nose and then it got better. And so like... I'm okay, I'm switched on. I think I can coach really well. But like also, what's the threshold after which I'm not doing a good enough job anymore? And I think that's good enough is important, right? Because one is, can I sufficiently hold space for someone to, do really good work? Is it going to be distracting that I'm not, 100% on top of my game? What is 90% okay? Is 95% okay? Is 80% okay? And I'm sure everybody has like a different perspective on that. I kind of want to be 100% switched on, but I have learned over the years that if I'm only 80 or 90% there, then there's really, really good value in there, right? So at what point am I doing my client a disservice and it's less disrupting to cancel than it is to show up not well? And that can be a difficult decision to make. So far, I've been looking at it on a case-by-case basis. Right now, it's clear to me I can definitely do good work. If every occasion, occasionally, I like blow my nose, like that's okay, I think. Maybe mention it, usually check in with clients. How you're feeling? Oh, yeah, I got a bit of a sniffles coming up. Feeling well, but like, that's occasionally I might blow my nose, if that's okay. I've never had an issue with that, right? But I think it's important we acknowledge it. But yeah, where's the threshold? And I think everybody has their own threshold. So I don't know. Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you guys. And I was just thinking before you said it, for me, it would feel like it's a case by case scenario too. I'm fully kind of resonating with what you guys are saying about, you know, my first thought would be, am I going to be able to be there to my client? And is my client going to get kind of what we contracted in terms of how, as a coach, I'm going to show up? But looking at it from a slightly different perspective, because what I felt I heard in how we've been speaking about it so far is kind of the sense of maybe sometimes we have expectations of ourselves or put that pressure on ourselves in the coaching position of, you know, somehow having to be infallible. And I'm just remembering again, you know, listening to this, like, you know, it's so important to remember our own kind of, yeah, fallibility and humanity in this situation. And that, you know, I think my perspective on this has shifted probably quite significantly in the last year as a result of various things I read. But I think I would definitely be more inclined now so than ever before to just kind of feel the importance of looking after myself to some extent, not first, but as highly. And I'm just thinking of, you know, I did lifeguarding training as part of something I did earlier in the year. And I just remember on the question of, you know, but what if you see someone drowning and you know, the conditions you're seeing are just out of what you think is your reach. And to my surprise, I was told is, you know, it's your life first. So, you know, I mean, that's a bit of a tangential point. But the thing is, you know, as coaches, I think probably a lot of us have this inherent disposition of, you know, caring for others and wanting to be there. And we've chosen a profession that's all about serving others and helping them become their best. So perhaps it makes sense to feel like if we can't show up for a meeting, you know, we're being a bad coach or we're letting other people down, but it's the reality, you know,
that now we take care of yourself,
the body, and exactly also need to take care of ourselves. So I'm saying, you know, it's a case by case basis. If I'm feeling extremely unwell, my head is cloudy and I cannot use my most important tool, then I think it seems the most responsible thing towards everyone to try and reschedule. But if it's just a little inconvenience, like, you know, perhaps some people are embarrassed of blowing their noses in front of someone, I've come across that before, then I think those are things that can be maybe mentioned at the beginning of the session and negotiated. So yeah.
What's important, I think, is that the client doesn't get the feeling that we're not fully present. Right. And I think that's why it's important to acknowledge how we feel and whether anything like that is happening rather than trying to hide it. Because I think the inclination very often is, oh, I'm just going to show up and I'm going to like pretend I'm on, like, I'm well. I'm fine. No, I'm well, you know. And if you're not well, I think it's important we're honest about that. And possibly let the client make the decision, you know. Hey, I'm only 95% on today. You know, I'm wondering whether you want to go ahead because, you know, part of me really wants to be 100% on when I'm working with you. On the other hand, I think I can hold sufficient space. You know, I think we can do good work today. But like, what do you think? Do you want to postpone or do you want to go ahead? And then, I mean, that's partnership, right?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Sivash.
Yeah, I think coming back to what you said, Nikki, I think for me, the distinction there is like serving versus pleasing, because sometimes we fall into pleasing the client, like, but actually it doesn't serve one of the parties anymore, right? Like if it doesn't serve me as a coach to actually be there, because it might make things worse, right? And actually probably like actually making a decision, different decision. And again, like it is, I think, very much case by case, but I think what might be useful is if we have some principles to work with, right? And this is personally also why I think supervision is so useful, because sometimes we just see things through such a limited lens, right? And, you know, sometimes it's fear of like, oh, I could lose this client, or, you know, there's different things coming up. But actually in supervision, you know, we talk about the seven-eyed model, right? Like we can look at things from so many different lenses, and that just change the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think something I was concerned about, I had never canceled a session from my end up until like, was it a year or two ago when Nelly was pregnant, there was just a few moments where I just you know, there was something going on, she had to go to the hospital, or there was, you know, some scare and we just needed to deal with it immediately. And I was like, now it's starting, I'm concerned, how are the clients going to take it? And without exception, they're super understanding, right? All of the stories I told myself about what it means if I show up human and, you know, I fall ill or I can't make something or, you know, I forgot to show up. I don't know. You know, there's things that happen in our lives. And I think it depends on how we show up in our, in this relationship from coach to client, coach to thinking partner, coach to coachee. And I was really impressed by how much love I've got every time I cancel this session. You know, it's like, hey, I really couldn't, I can't make it. I'm not going to be able to show up like I would want to show up. I don't think I could give you a sufficiently good service today. You know, I need to cancel. Then usually the response was, I really hope you're well, not a problem at all. Let's reschedule. You know, so if you have a decent relationship with someone, which I think most coaches and clients have, that's not been an issue for me at all.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think also, like, you know, that human element, I think, is really important. It gives clients permission to do the same, right? And of course, I think, you know, it's keeping that in balance, but. You know, I work with a lot of high performers and I see this, that they don't want to take time off. They come to a session, we have a session plan, they come to the session, they're like, oh, I'm like, you know, I've been unwell for 2 days, and I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
After 30 minutes or 20 minutes, we have a conversation, and like, they feel like, okay, you know what? I can give myself permission to take time off.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have almost this idea that we always have to be on, and it's almost like a weakness.
Yeah. Oh, I can just do that. I can just say I'm not well and not show up. And like, what's your reaction? What's my reaction? Right. And then something's happening in the here and now that we can totally transfer outwards. Right. If that client realizes that you've canceled and they were okay about it, or they canceled and you were okay about it, then they realize, oh, actually, the world doesn't end if I get ill and I have to cancel something. That can be such a teachable moment. And I loved what you brought in earlier, Sivash, in terms of, well, if my clients cancel less than 24 hours, I say they may lose the session, or they may lose 45 minutes of that block if it's a longer session. Because, yeah, I mean, I get busier and busier, and with some clients, I block 3 hours, right? So I don't always reinforce that either, but I reserve the right to do that. Interesting yeah. Question is, do I offer the same courtesy the other way around? Obviously, I would want to cancel 24 hours in advance, but you don't always know 24 hours in advance. If you have to, I don't know, the baby girl falls and, you know, needs to go to the hospital or something like that, like it might not be 24 hours. There's no, what's the equivalent of me losing the session? Do I offer a free one? You know, usually I don't. I don't think anybody would expect that. I think you just reschedule, but that might be an interesting question. You know, Does that work the other way around as well?
Yeah, I think it's really good. For me, it usually works well the other way around. But what I like to really, you know, lead with communicate that. I think Yannick, you gave that example, right? Like, hey, I am, you know, 70%, or I didn't have a good night rest. You know, how are you feeling about that? Shall we reschedule it? And I've had times where a client say, no, I'm good with that. As long as you're good, just let me know. And I've had times where a client says, hey, you know what? I have a lot going on. Like, I'm really good if we schedule this to next week, or I'll see you in my next session. And I've had times where I communicate with the client and say, hey, you know what? I need just another day rest. If you're okay with it, let's move this to tomorrow. But again, it comes back to open communication. And I think it's, you know, for me, that the difference has been, like, in the first 3 years, last 3 years, has been being more vulnerable, just really communicating, like saying, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. And what I've actually noticed is made that relationship stronger, because I'm getting the same back from the client.
Yeah. Right. Is there anything else? I think we said a lot. I had a feeling this might be a short one. If it was a short one, I can't tell.
Yeah, I think we've been in 15 minutes. I think this is really good, because you know, there's people have different, you know, agreements, different contracts around this. I think the important thing to have a contract, to have some conversation around this, and you learn from experience, right? But yeah. What I think personally doesn't serve coaches is that have a never cancellation policy. You know, I've seen this with coaches, and it just,
that's not serving the client.
Yeah, I've seen coaches that come out of surgery and they're like, no, I cannot cancel my session my client. And I think sometimes it goes too far.
Mm.
There's a healthy level of commitment, and then there's a bit.
Yeah, and often if we want it or not, we are role model in some ways, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I think, you know, like I love, for example, like, you know, a lot of people in the coaching world know Hardison, for example. And he has an example where I think his wife's parents died, or one of the parents died, and there was a funeral. I think the funeral was actually for both parents. And, you know, he rescheduled the meeting from the morning to the evening.
Oh, what the hell?
But again, you know, like, and this is not about him, right? It's not about him. But I think sometimes we see these things and it's like, what's such a great level of commitment? But I think at the same time, and some people might see that, sometimes I think it's like really looking at questioning that and seeing like, well, is that really in service to...
Is that wonderful commitment?
The bigger picture, uh-huh. Right? And I think sometimes challenging, like, you know, what people see as commitment. In the name of commitment, we do a lot, right? Like,
yeah, I think I'd rather be committed to being really present, because like, if something big like that happens, or even if I get over my threshold where I'm like, I'm losing words, so I'm not thinking clearly, like I can show commitment. Is the commitment more important than it is to be really present and switched on? And I guess to some people, the commitment is more important than to be really switched on. But, you know, I know where I am, you know, and I am with being fully present rather than fully committed to showing up no matter what's going on for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, including the client, I think it's really important, as we already said. That's, I think, main take home for me.
Mm.
Nikki, anything to add?
Nice. I mean, I feel like I could keep going. I mean, you know, what you just said now actually just opens up lots of more thoughts and questions for me. But just going back perhaps briefly to what you were saying about, you know, perhaps being seen in a position as role models. And I think, again, you know, it depends on who you're working with, but I can imagine, you know, the kind of clients who often come to coaching can be people, you know, or at least you've mentioned, Sivash, you work with high performers and, you know, maybe A-type personalities. And I think it can even, again, be one of those things that enhances a relationship between you and the client, and maybe role models the kind of behavior that perhaps they for themselves could benefit from, such as kind of, you know, the importance of self-care over, you know, delivery of, I don't know, certain things in certain situations. I think, you know, those kind of things can often fall by the wayside for people. And I think, you know, so just thinking of a scenario where that, you know, having to make a cancellation, although at first it seems perhaps like something we don't want to do and we might feel bad or worry about our client, I think, you know, looking at it from another perspective, it can also have a lot of positives that come out of it for the relationship, for the client, and certainly for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. Shall we leave that here?
Mm, nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Please leave it. And yeah, share with us in the comments, if you're on Facebook or, you know, on podcasts or YouTube, share with us, what is your experience here? What do you do if you feel poor?
And take care of yourselves, please.
Yeah, I think the thing that I want to really leave people with is like longevity. If you're in for the long game, right? I think sometimes just that changes how you make decisions and how you approach things. But be there for the long game.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, cool. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you in another episode.
Thank you for being with us today. I appreciate your commitment to learning and growing as a coach. Just a few things before you go. First of all, we're doing this for you, so if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, do send us a question. Secondly, We're not doing this for profit, so we rely on your support to help us reach as many coaches as we can. So if you can send this episode to a friend or tell a fellow coach about what we're doing here, maybe you can subscribe or leave us a review or even support us on Patreon. That would be amazing. And lastly, you can find us across all major platforms. So whether you like to watch or you like to listen or you like to download episodes and listen to it in your car while you're driving through somewhere with no internet, you can do so too. And that's it from us. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.